Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. At the end of time, Christ will come to judge the living and the dead, and this will be the last judgment. Now, there are two judgments: our particular judgment at the end of our life, and the last judgment at the end of the world. Remember, in our particular judgment at the moment of death, our life will be measured against the life of Christ. As St. John of the Cross says, at the evening of life, we shall be judged on our love. And at that point, we will receive either immediate entrance into the blessedness of heaven, or through the purification of purgatory, or immediate and everlasting damnation. Now, what is the difference between our particular judgment and the last judgment? Our particular judgment is about the story of our life. It is the story of what we have chosen, either love of God and love of neighbor over love of self, which results ultimately in heaven, or the love of self over the love of God and neighbor, which results in hell. See, the soul goes where it wants to go. If it wanted God more than anything, then it goes to God. And if it wanted itself more than anything, then it gets what it wanted. Only itself and nothing more. And that is hell. God just gives us what we want. Now, if the particular judgment reveals the story of our individual life, then the last judgment reveals the story about all of human history. It's where God reveals how His providence guided all the stories of every person to work together for the greatest good. Now, you and I will be present at the last judgment. And the last judgment will reveal, even to its furthest consequences, the good each person has done or failed to do during his earthly life. So, how do you want your story to be told at that moment? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We firmly believe that God is master of the world and of its history, but the ways of his providence are often, well, they're hard to see. In fact, it is impossible for us to see right now how God is working everything out for good. But the Catechism tells us that only at the end, at the Last Judgment, when our partial knowledge ceases, when we see God face to face, we will fully know the ways by which, even through the dramas of evil and sin, God has guided the whole world and all of world history to the perfect conclusion. Only at the end, at the Last Judgment, will we come to understand everything. And then Jesus Christ will pronounce the final word on all history, and we will know the ultimate meaning of the whole work of creation and the marvelous ways by which his providence led everything toward its ultimate perfection. The Last Judgment will reveal that God's justice triumphs over all the injustices committed by his creatures, and that God's love is stronger than death. There are many things you have gone through, many things you are going through right now, that we cannot understand. But God has seen them from all eternity, and he understands them right now, and he is guiding them to our greatest good. Even though we don't understand, still, we can make the choice to trust God when we can't see. Turn to the Lord and say to him, Jesus, I don't understand this. I don't like this. But you understand it. So I place my trust in you. And I know that with you, I am safe. What would happen to your fear if you knew with certainty God is guiding everything for the best and there was no ultimate danger? Well, your fear would leave and your anxiety and pain would fade. And you, well, you would be at peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Most times, atheism is a protest against the suffering and injustices of the world and of world history. Atheists will say, evil and suffering and injustice are proof that God does not exist. If God did exist and he was good, then he would stop all this senseless suffering. Okay, then, let's say there is no God. Now what are you going to do? Because suffering and injustice still exist. Now what? To protest against God in the name of justice, that's not helpful. And a world which is left to itself to create its own justice without God, well, that's a world without hope. Because we won't. Isn't world history enough evidence to that? Only God can create the perfect justice we long for, and he will at the last judgment. And at the last judgment, we will see just how God worked everything so that everyone received perfect justice and mercy. In fact, Pope Benedict wrote, "The innocent sufferer has attained the certitude of hope. There is a God, and God can create justice in a way that we cannot conceive, yet we can begin to grasp it through faith. Yes, there is a resurrection of the dead. There is justice. There is an undoing of past suffering, a reparation that sets all things right." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, God can't change the past. He can't make what has happened not to have happened. That would be a denial of human freedom. However, throughout the lives of all people, God is guiding everything to make sure we all receive what we need to be fulfilled, complete, and happy, even if we do not become aware of it until heaven. Now, some people can, tragically, ruin that process in themselves by sin and impenitence. But in the end, however, the injustices we experienced in this life will be repaired and restored in such a way that God was guiding all things toward our supreme fulfillment in heaven, that He was winning in us and for us all along. Hope says, it will turn out well for me, for my family, for mankind. So I choose to live in this reality. Despair says it will turn out badly. And both he who hopes and he who despairs makes a choice. Despair is a decision against Christ. It's betting that he will not come through for me in the end. Whereas hope is a decision for Christ. I place my bet on him, that he is winning in my life right now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Hope is the confidence in God that says, everything will turn out well for me, for my family, for mankind. Now, fear comes when we think we are in danger, but the last judgment will reveal that we had nothing to fear. The last judgment will definitively reveal that every danger was guided by God's providence, and that every loss will be restored, and every injustice repaired. But during this life, we are often like the apostles, when they were in the little boat when the storm struck, and they thought they were in danger of dying, and they panicked. But they didn't need to panic, because Jesus was in the boat with them the whole time, and he had everything under control. We will realize this at the last judgment. At the last judgment, we will realize that Jesus was in the boat with us the whole time, and we will wonder why we ever panicked in this life. Jesus is in your boat, and he ultimately controls the danger, like he controlled the wind and the waves that day, and he repairs and restores all loss. You are safe. We are safe. So relax. Let go. Surrender to Jesus, and let his will carry you. For in his will is our peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We don't think about this very often, Teresa, but Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells us that when he comes again to judge the living and the dead, the last judgment, every person who ever lived will be gathered together in one place for the last judgment. Every person from Adam to the last human conceived. And we're going to be there. This is not some mythical thing. This is really going to happen and we'll be there.
So that includes, is that people in heaven and hell?
Everybody.
So I do have one last chance to meet Dumas.
We're hoping Dumas made it to heaven.
I'm hoping. I can make no judgments on him, but old French writers had wild lives.
We should pray for Dumas.
I will pray dearly for Dumas.
But that is going to be an amazing moment when every person who ever lived will be gathered together. And then God will reveal how all of human history and every choice that every person made worked together in God's great symphony. And we will all stand there with our mouths gaping.
Have you ever had someone you had kind of an awkward encounter with and you just thought, I hope I never see you again? It's going to be very, very awkward last judgment.
Like, it could be a little awkward.
How have you been?
It could be a little awkward. But we're even going to see how God used our falls in his great symphony, as notes in his great symphony. He's going to work it all out. So yes, you will be there with Dumas. I don't know where he will be, with the goats or with the sheep. I don't know. What a glorious event that'll be. So, let's play to win and hate to lose so that we end up with the sheep. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.